is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Liz Lemon.
Welcome to Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of a realty team? Surprisingly, might be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing your neighbor, Erica Swallow with Turnberg and Swallow team at Coldwell Banker. How are you doing today, Erica?
Hey, Liz. Thanks for having me. Doing great. It's a nice day out.
Great. We are excited to learn all about you and your business. Tell us about your company.
Yeah. So the Turnberg and Swallow team at Coldwell Banker is one of the top performing real estate teams here in the Pioneer Valley. We've helped more than 1,000 clients to reach their real estate goals, whether that's buying a home, selling a home, or a business. We do both residential and commercial work. So if you're, you know, all the way down to buying a $30,000 lot to build on, all the way up to buying or selling a multi-million dollar property or business, we do everything in between.
How did you get into the business?
I got in the business personally a few years ago. My background is in marketing and technology, and I had, as a kid, been told that the marker for success is when you can buy your mom a house. So a while, you know, about 5 years ago, I did that. I did buy my mom a house. I hadn't yet bought myself one, but I did buy my mom one. And that was a very eye-opening experience for me because I bought before the market started rising. My mom ended up changing her mind about where she wanted to live. She wanted to go from where she was to going back home to where she was born. And so I sold that house and was able to buy the new house in cash out of the proceeds of that first sale. And that really showcased to me, wow, real estate is a great investment. And it made me want to get more involved in the industry. So I decided to get my license in 2021 and I haven't looked back since.
Great. What are the myths and misconceptions in the realty industry?
So on the buy side, one of the biggest misconceptions that I hear is that you have to have 20% down on a mortgage if you're financing a home purchase. And that's certainly not true. For first-time home buyers, there are quite a few programs that can, in the state of Massachusetts at least, get you as low as 0% down on a mortgage. There are a couple programs out there for that. But if you're doing a FHA loan, you can put down as little as 3.5%, or if you're doing a conventional loan, as little as 5%. So you definitely don't need to have 20% of a purchase price saved up in order to buy that first home. On the sale side, one of the biggest misconceptions that we hear in real estate is that selling your home by yourself, a for sale by owner, is cheaper than using a real estate agent. However, if you look at the data, that's certainly not true. The typical for sale by owner home sold for $225,000 in 2021. The typical home sold by an agent sold for $330,000. So we're looking at $105,000 of lost value because those sellers chose not to use an agent. And by the way, it's neat to note that 90% of sales in that year were with a realtor. Those 10% for sale by owners were the ones that kind of lost out on value. And for that, for a home of the $330,000 value, you'd be looking at a brokerage fee of between $15,000 and $20,000, depending on what the brokerage did charge. So you're spending $15,000 to $20,000 to gain $105,000. So on the sell side, that's one of the biggest that I see.
Outside of work, what do you do for fun?
I'm really adventurous. And one of the things that I do for fun is I run a video series called the Best in the Nest series, which features the best local businesses and attractions in Western Massachusetts and the Pioneer Valley. So you and I have a little bit in common there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So that series is a ton of fun. It basically gets me out from my typical day-to-day where I'm helping buyers and sellers and going in the office and writing up contracts. And I will travel all over Western Mass checking out all of the neat things you can do. So one example here in Palmer is the Steaming Tender, which is a train themed restaurant located in a train station. It's just a wonderful experience there. And I definitely recommend getting the Graham Central Station ice cream if you go.
Let's change gears for a moment. Can you describe one hardship or life challenges that you rose above and can now say because of it, you're better and stronger? What comes to mind?
Yes. Yeah, so earlier I talked about buying my mom a house. And one of the reasons why that was so important to me was because I grew up in poverty and we didn't always have a house. We would be moving from place to place quite often when I was a kid. So that meant instability of our housing situation, but also just a lot of change regarding friendships, what school you're going to. And that was difficult as a kid adjusting all the time. But because it was happening so often, it kind of felt normal. And that's not a great feeling. Once you finally feel settled, you feel like this is kind of boring. But nevertheless, having grown up in an environment like that, it made me a lot more grateful for the things I do now have. And it also gave me the drive to try to help other people in my work and personal life to have the type of stability that I've been able to find for myself.
Great. What is the one thing you wish our listeners knew about Turnberg and Swallow team at Coldwell Banker?
The one thing I hope everyone knows about us, I'll say two things. One is that we serve clients from all walks of life. So here in Palmer, just last week, I helped a family buy their first home, and it's just around a $200,000 price point. And on the other end of things, we currently have a $2.3 million listing in Wilbraham. So we have a very wide range of clientele that we give the same level of service. The other thing I want people to know is that our agents on our team are licensed in Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Hampshire, and Vermont. So whether you're trying to buy or sell in this area or you're looking elsewhere, we have you covered. And not to mention, we're also at Coldwell Banker. Our brokerage is Coldwell Banker. So that is the largest brokerage in the country, as well as in Massachusetts and also in Western Massachusetts. Our local office, Coldwell Banker, Western Massachusetts, is the largest and most successful brokerage in this region. So we have a very broad network of agents that if we can't help, we can point you to the right agent for you and where you're going.
How can our listeners learn more about Turnberg and Swallow team at Coldwell Banker?
Yeah, listeners, you could go check us out at turnbergswallow.com, or you can find us on most social media platforms at Turnberg Swallow. And you can always find us easily if you Google or on any of those platforms, you can call right in and we'd be happy to help.
Great. Well, I really appreciate you being on our show, Erica, and we wish you and your business the best moving forward.
Thank you so much. It was definitely a highlight of my day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnppalmer.com. That's gnppalmer.com. Or call 413-414-5940.